this is Chris. The gang in Odyssey is about to set off for a time of wonder and excitement. Want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for today's adventure in Odyssey.
So how's the Good Samaritan coming?
He was the most selfish, horrible man who ever lived.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Not if you're a chimpanzee.
You're inviting me to a party?
Yeah.
I've got better things to do.
Good choice, Charles.
Thanks.
When I gave you guys this Sunday school assignment, I didn't expect so much effort to go into it. That was amazing. You know, if you haven't done your project yet, don't be intimidated by what Greg just did, okay? Just because he chose to mime the entire book of Revelation doesn't mean you guys have to get that involved. Something simple would be just fine. All right, let's assign next week's projects. Brenda, you and Charles are going next week. Do you know what you're doing yet?
I'm doing the story of the 10 lepers as a puppet show.
Oh, that sounds interesting. And just in case somebody doesn't know, would you please tell the class what that's about?
Well, these 10 people with leprosy came to Jesus and asked to be healed. He told them to show themselves to priests. They did, and they were healed. But only 1 out of 10 came back to thank Jesus.
Okay, that'll be good. And Charles, what'll you be doing?
I'm doing a play about the Good Samaritan.
A play?
Well, actually, I'll be dressing up popsicle sticks for people.
Oh, popsicle sticks. Very creative. Tell us the story.
Okay, there's this man who got beat up by robbers. And two guys passed by him and didn't even stop to help. But then a third guy called, the Good Samaritan stopped and helped him.
That's right. Good choice, Charles.
Thanks.
Okay, it's time for church, so let's pray and dismiss. Our Father, we thank you for giving these children such good talents, and thank you that they're using them for you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. See you next week.
Man, Greg really went all out.
I know. That's going to make me look bad when I do mine next week. I was just going to use socks for puppets. Can't do that now.
I haven't even started my project yet. I got to get home and eat some popsicles.
Looks like we both got a lot of work to do.
Everyone take your seats, please. Thank you. Now, it's become quite obvious in the last few days that some people think this study hall is actually a talk-to-your-friends hall. Well, it's not. This class is designed for everyone to sit still and get homework and studying done. That can't be accomplished if everyone's talking. Anyway, I'm going to do something about it today. I'm rearranging the seating chart, splitting up some of you motor mouths, and I'll call names and you'll go where I tell you to. This'll be your seat for the rest of the school year. Now, you got it? Good. Adams, I want you to move over 2 tables and sit next to Thompson. Benjamin, far table next to Peterson. Joseph.
Hi.
I want you at this
hey.
Table here, right?
I'm Glenn Adams.
Charles Thompson, nice Parker. To meet you.
Guess we're gonna be sitting together.
Yeah.
Don't really know why he changed my seat. Maybe he knew we'd make a good team, huh?
Could be.
Yeah. Well, I better get some homework done. You think I could borrow a pencil?
Oh, sure. Here.
Thanks. Ooh. You know, on second thought, never mind. I don't really like number 3 pencils. Too light. I like my number 2s. I'll take 2.5 sometimes, but never 3. They put too much strain on your eyes. No, thanks. I'd like to be able to see when I'm 50. You can have your pencil back, Charles.
All right,
I'll just study.
It for now.
Sure.
We'll see how this works the next couple of days.
So, you ready for the killer bees?
What?
They're on their way, you know.
Killer bees?
You haven't heard?
No. What are you talking about?
They're from South America, and they're migrating north. Millions of them. They should reach the United States about Well, any day now.
Where'd you hear this?
From a reliable source. It's got the whole state of Texas in a tizzy. I mean, I'm not worried. I've got my beekeeper's suit. You do have a beekeeper's suit, don't you?
No.
You better get a move on. Have to order them special. You can't get one of those things out of Kmart, you know.
How come I haven't heard anything about this before?
They're trying to keep it quiet so there's not such a panic.
Who are they? And how are they keeping it quiet if people in Texas know all about it?
Thompson, quiet down over there.
Yes, sir.
You got Mr. Kelly for geography? Charles, you got Mr. Kelly?
Yes.
Big test today, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm studying for. At least I'm trying to.
You know the capital of Nevada?
No.
I got a feeling he's gonna ask us to name all 50 state capitals.
Are you crazy? All 50?
Do you know them?
No, of course not.
I'd look them up if I were you. I memorized them last night, just in case.
He's not gonna ask us that.
Whatever you say, it's your grade.
Fine.
Carson City.
What?
That's the capital of Nevada. Carson City.
Look, I'm sorry, but I don't want to get in trouble. I think we should stop talking now.
Oh, sure. Hey, Charles. Charles!
What?
Do you always breathe like that?
Glenn!
All right, Thompson, that's it. Get over here.
Sorry.
You think these puppets are okay?
They're a lot better than my popsicle stick men. What's this branch thing for?
Well, I didn't realize when I picked the story that I would need 11 hands for all the puppets. One for each leper and Jesus. So I'm using that thing to hold up my leper puppets.
That's kind of neat.
I better get that.
Hey, do you have anything to drink?
Sure, check the fridge.
Thanks.
Hello? Just a second. Dad!
Yeah?
Telephone!
Thanks.
There's a note from your mom in the refrigerator. Have you seen it yet?
No, what's it say?
I'll be home around 7. Yours and your father's supper is wrapped in foil. Write your thank you notes.
Thank you notes? Oh, brother.
Thank you notes to who?
Oh, I got a bunch of stuff from my relatives for my birthday. Mom's been bugging me to write thank you notes.
Your birthday? That was months ago.
I know. That's why I don't see the point. They probably don't even remember what they got me anymore. Is that lemonade?
Yeah, you want some?
I'll get it later. So how's the Good Samaritan coming?
He's purple.
What?
He was a grape-flavored popsicle. But I figure he'd be pretty purple anyways after getting beat up. And you know the two guys who passed by the hurt man on the side of the road?
Yeah.
I'm gonna make them real ugly and mean, and they're gonna talk like this and say, I've got better things to do than get my hands dirty helping you. Stay away from me.
That's good. You know, I was thinking about doing the same thing with the lepers. For the ones who don't come back to thank Jesus, they'll have ugly faces and be really obnoxious and nobody will like them. I've got names for them, too. One's going to be Rusty for Rusty Gordon, and then Rodney for Rodney Rathbone.
How about Glenn?
Glenn?
You want obnoxious? Glenn Adams. Did I tell you he sits by me in study hall now?
I don't know any Glenn Adams.
You know, the kid that always sits alone at lunch, on the far side of the lunchroom.
Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Well, I know why he sits alone now. He's irritating.
What'd he do?
He got me in trouble. He wouldn't be quiet. Have you heard anything about killer bees?
What?
Never mind. I just hope he keeps quiet tomorrow.
I mean, bad posture never killed anyone as far as I know. The worst thing it could do is cripple you for life. And that's not even really likely if
I don't have bad posture.
Not if you're a chimpanzee.
Look, Glenn, I'm sorry, but I don't want to get in trouble again. I think we should just be quiet.
Oh, okay, sure. I understand. Here.
What is this?
Open it.
You're inviting me to a party?
Yeah, my birthday. The party's this Thursday after school. Can you come?
I'm not sure.
It's my first party since I've moved here. I figure it'll be a great way to make some new friends. I haven't made too many friends since I've been here.
Well, I'll have to see what I'm doing Thursday.
I hope you can make it. I really want you there.
Can I ask why?
Why what?
Why you want me there? I mean, you only met me yesterday.
I like you. You're different, and I can tell. You listen a lot better than other people. I think we could be good friends.
Really?
Sure. In fact, you're probably the best friend I've made since I've moved here.
I am.
Charles, back here. I saved you a seat.
Thanks. You gotta help me. Invite me to something for this Thursday.
What are you talking about?
What are you doing Thursday night?
I don't know. Why?
What do you think you might be doing?
I guess my mom and I might go shop for clothes.
Invite me.
You really want to go shopping?
No, but invite me anyway.
Okay. You want to go shopping Thursday?
I'd love to. There.
What's your problem?
Glenn invited me to his birthday party on Thursday. I need an excuse not to go.
So you're going to tell him I invited you to go shopping with me?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather go to a party?
Are you crazy? This is Glenn Adams we're talking about here.
You barely know him.
Exactly. Can you believe he invited me to his party?
I don't know. I think it was pretty nice of him. You should go.
If I go, then I'll think I want to be friends with him. I can't be friends with him. He drives me crazy.
It's just a party. It's not like you're marrying him.
Doesn't matter anyway. I'm going shopping with you. Glenn, hey, over here.
Oh, hi, Charles.
How'd your party go last night?
It was great. We had a blast. You should have been there.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. But Brenda invited me to go somewhere with her.
Too bad. It was one of the best parties I ever had. We opened presents, ate a lot of food, played some games, darts, air hockey. 3 or 4 games of Capture the Flag. That was fun.
Capture the Flag?
Yeah. You ever played it?
Sure, but where did you play?
Well, just around my house.
Outside?
Sure.
But there was a thunderstorm last night.
So?
Your parents let you play outside during a thunderstorm?
Well, it wasn't a bad thunderstorm.
Any thunderstorm is too dangerous.
Maybe it was worse at your house.
I live 3 streets over from you. It was pouring.
So maybe we only played for 5 minutes.
You can't play 3 games of Capture the Flag in 5 minutes.
Okay, we didn't play in the thunderstorm.
But you said...
I know what I said. There was no party last night, okay?
What?
Nobody showed up. It was my parents and me. That's it. I handed out 100 invitations to people all over the school, and nobody came.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what everybody else said, too.
What was that?
Help!
Glenn?
Charles! Help! Over here!
Glenn, what happened?
These 2 guys beat me up. They just left me here on the sidewalk.
You're purple.
I know. You have to get me to the hospital, please.
You want me to carry you there?
Yes, please. And with both hands in front of you, if you don't mind. The over-the-shoulder method could permanently damage my spine. And try not to let my head bobble. I have very sensitive neck muscles. Oh, and don't use your back when you lift me. Use your legs. Okay? Go ahead. Charles?
Forget it.
What?
I'm not helping you. I don't even like you.
But I'm seriously, maybe even fatally hurt.
Don't worry, somebody else will come by here soon.
It'll be too late.
Too bad. I guess you shouldn't have been so annoying in study hall.
No, wait!
I've got better things to do than to get my hands dirty helping you. Stay away from me.
No, please, don't leave me. Help me, Charles. Need your help.
Oh boy, just a dream. Just a dream.
Jesus, I just wanted to thank you for healing me. But didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Are you the only one who came back to thank God? Stand up and go on your way. You were healed because you believed.
The end.
Yeah! Very good, Brenda. Nice job.
Thank you.
Boy, I can't get over how impressive these presentations have been. You have all worked really hard. All right, we have one more today, and Charles, you're up.
Okay. This is the story of the Good Samaritan. This here is a man, and he was walking down the road one day, when all of a sudden, some robbers came along and beat him up. The man was badly hurt and stranded on the side of the road. He needed to get to a hospital, but he couldn't walk. So he just laid there. Just then, a man called the Levite was coming down the road. He saw the man lying on the ground. He knew the man needed help, but he didn't stop to help him. He just walked on. He walked right past him like he didn't even see him. He didn't even slow down. Didn't care at all. The man was bleeding to death and he just passed on by. How could this guy ever live with himself again? He was the most selfish, horrible man who ever lived and didn't deserve to have any friends. And that's exactly what happened
Charles?
To him. He never had any friends. After he passed by that man on the road, he went home and stayed there and watched television and ate popcorn all day for the next 20 years because nobody wanted to be around him.
Charles!
What? What? Oh.
What are you doing?
I'm telling the story.
Well, I don't remember that last part being in the story.
Oh, I guess not.
Do you want to continue?
Maybe I better not.
Well, what about your presentation?
Can I do it next week?
Sure, I guess so.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, I have a treat for you guys. I think you deserve a reward for your hard work. So, immediately after church today, we'll all head down to the fellowship hall and have some ice cream.
This is great ice cream. I'm going to have another scoop. You want any?
No thanks.
You're passing up free ice cream?
I'm not hungry.
Upset about your project?
No. Well, maybe a little embarrassed. I should have gone to Glenn's party.
Really?
I had a dream the other night that Glenn was on the side of the road bleeding. And I walked right past him, just like the guy in my story.
Well, it's not like he really did that.
That's a lousy excuse.
I mean, we can't all be good Samaritans.
Another lousy excuse.
Just trying to make you feel better. So what's your excuse now?
What do you mean?
I mean, is Glenn so mad that you can never be friends again? Ever?
No, I don't think so.
So maybe you can still be friends.
You're right. You're right! Thanks, Brenda. I gotta go.
Sure. See ya. I'm getting some more ice cream. Mr. Everson?
Yes, Brenda.
Could I have another cone?
Oh, sure you can.
This is great ice cream. Did it come from Wits End?
Well, actually, it's homemade. Connie made it herself.
Really?
Well, she sure did. I guess she felt you guys deserved it.
That was really nice of her.
Yeah, sure was.
Wait a minute. Where is she?
Oh, Connie? Oh, she had to go on home.
She went home? When did she leave?
Just now.
I gotta go. Connie! Connie!
Brenda?
Connie!
Brenda, what's the matter?
Nothing. I just wanted to tell you thank you for the ice cream.
You ran all the way out here to tell me thank you?
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome. You know, you're the only person who took the time to say that. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Charles?
Hey, Glenn.
What are you doing here?
I want to apologize for the way I acted.
Oh, okay.
And I thought maybe you'd want to play catch or something.
You want to play catch with me?
Yeah.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Come on, let's play.
I'm not very good at baseball.
Neither am I, but it's just catch.
Well, Okay, I'll be right out. Let me get my glove and goggles.
Goggles?
Yeah, protective eyewear. You know, you really should wear it. You could lose an eye if the ball gets you in the right place.
I'll think about it.
Sun's real bright today. You have sunscreen on?
No.
You can use some of mine if you want. Level 56. You could catch on fire and it wouldn't penetrate through this stuff.
No, I... 56, huh? Sounds pretty strong. Maybe I will try some.
Really? Great. Be right back.
This Good Samaritan stuff is going to be harder than I thought.
James 1:22 tells us, "Do what God's teaching says. Don't just listen and do nothing." Jesus told the parable of the Good Samaritan so that we could learn how to love our neighbors. When we hear any Bible story or lesson, it's important not to just listen and enjoy them. We need to learn from them and then live them. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Pretty Good Samaritan was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Mark Drury. And our executive producer is Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.